Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Robert E. Blackman, we talked on this radio station by phone a couple of weeks ago because Governor Tim Walz had just been selected as Kamala Harris's running mate. People were saying his name incorrectly, and folks kept calling him Tim Walz. Tim Walz. And people were like, well, how can we figure out how to say this man's name? And there was one person who had a great idea. He took Lil Jon and the East Side Boys song, Get Low, and he said, from the window to the walls. And that's how everybody starts saying his name properly. And we have one person to thank for that. One person to thank for that, Robert E. Blackman. And he went from the phone to real life because he traveled from Canada to get here just to be on this show. And yes, I have to tell you, I feel so special. You got to put the microphone all the way up to
sorry. Eat the mic.
Yes, ma'am. Eat the mic. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. Like, you know, you just never know how life is. And it's so strange because when I created that video, it was, you know, spur of the moment. It was spontaneous. And it was just sort of like on my heart and in my mind. And I literally thought it was like just a throwaway video. And man, was I wrong?
You were very wrong.
I was wrong.
You single-handedly helped people figure out how to say Tim Walz's name. Now, you got to tell me, how did that idea even come to you? You are a social media content creator. You do so much on TikTok and other social media platforms. Your videos, your memes have been downloaded billions of times.
Billions with a B. Yes, ma'am.
So how did that even come to your mind? Oh, I'm going to use Lil Jon and the East Side Boys, from the window to the walls.
I think, honestly, as you said, because I am a content creator and a digital media creator, there's always some idea popping in my head. And it just seemed natural. It just really, really seemed natural. And while I cannot confirm this, I really think that video and then your video has something to do with Lil Jon at the DNC.
Okay.
I just say, because people were calling me. They're like, oh, it was you, Robert. Why weren't you there? I was like, listen, all it takes is some inspiration.
Yes.
And I know what we did.
They know what we did. They should have called us. They owe us a home phone call and a thank you. Because
exactly.
Nobody wasn't thinking about Lil Jon and to the window, to the walls, until you put that video out there.
Wait, so quick story. So my mom came to visit me from Michigan this week, and so we were watching the convention.
Yeah.
And then when Lil Jon comes down the aisle, she's like, baby, why aren't
want you down there with little John. That's what I'm talking about. Folks be forgetting about the content creators.
Okay.
You just, but that's a seed. You just drop
just,
that
just
seed.
Just, you know, sprinkle,
just
sprinkle. Just
sprinkle,
a little
sprinkle,
bit.
Sprinkle
just
me,
a little
Mike.
Bit. Sprinkle everywhere.
Me,
it's
Mike.
All right.
Okay, now what are you doing in Canada? You got to tell me how you done left the whole United States of America.
Well, I haven't left all because I keep my foot in each and other.
Okay.
But
okay.
Because I have been in social media and in media for years, you know, I'm a little tired. I want a little place to sit down, you know, sit down a little bit. And it's really nice because, you know, when the fair goes away and your city is a little more quiet.
Yeah.
That's kind of how it is where I live. And I like that. I needed a little bit of quiet.
Yeah.
You know, and so I'm there on the farm and I'm able to create and think in quiet. And I really, really like it.
Okay. You got to tell people how they can get in touch with you, where they can find you on social media, because I tell you, following you is so great. You keep me shopping. I have to tell you that because you're a content creator. So there's always some products that you're telling us about.
Yes.
Always some items that you're telling us about.
Yes.
You had some shirts on there the other day that I bought for my daddy.
I'm telling you, they're for real.
For real. And so folks are like, okay, so who is this guy? Where can I follow him?
And I also do a lot of home organizational stuff because we all need a minute to kind of get our stuff together.
Yes.
And it's not about being perfect, but it's about getting things where we feel like we can handle it, you know? And so for me, I do it like Oprah do. If you ever looking for me, just my name, just Google me, Robert E. Blackmon, B-L-A-C-K-M-O-N.
O-N.
That's on the Google.
Okay.
That's on the Facebook.
Okay.
That's on the Gram. That's
okay.
On the Ticking Talk. That is on the Tube of the U. Anywhere there is, I am there.
Okay. And now you talk about home organization, especially closet organization. I've been watching you do some of that because it's that time of year for us in Minnesota.
Yes.
We're getting ready to change seasons. It happens in the blink of an eye that
yes.
One day you have all summer clothes and it's warm and the next day it's 60 degrees and you don't know where the jacket is. Talk
right.
to me about some of the videos that you have out there that are going to help us.
So I'll tell you this very quickly. Excuse me. Coincidentally, next week, the new book drops.
What?
There's a new book. I'm doing an e-book first and then I'm going to put it in paper, but people will be easily able to find it. So before I tell you about the video, I'm going to give people a hint.
Okay.
Twice a year.
Okay.
In March and in September, which we're about to hit,
right.
are the two times that you get yourself together. That's 6 months apart. So even if you don't get all of your wardrobe or your closet flipped over in March, if you start the little pieces, you will be able to extract your winter clothing and bring out your summer clothing.
Oh.
And then in September, in the reverse. So in September, when the kiddies are going back to school,
yes.
put away the shorts,
yeah.
put away the bathing suits and all
yes.
that, and then pull the sweaters to the front of the closet. Pull the jackets to the front of the closet.
Okay.
You know, pull out, as my mom will say, pull them long handles out. Pull those
yes.
long johns out to the front of the closet. So those two times a year are the best. And if you go on TikTok and if you look at any of my videos that say purge,
okay.
or organize,
okay.
I will get you together.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I love that. I love that because I have kids who I thought that I could leave all the clothes in there and you cannot.
No, ma'am.
Because what happens is they'll take those summer clothes and try to wear them in winter. So I have to literally get those summer clothes out of reach, out of sight, because otherwise they would try to put them on.
They will. And here is a really, really budget friendly, because I'm cheap.
Okay.
Here is a budget friendly. Go to your local whatever $1.25 because ain't nothing a dollar no more.
No, no.
But go to your local dollar, you know, store and get a huge clear tub. A huge clear tub. Put those things in them and put them under the bed. Slide them right under the bed because there's always an extra sock, a toy they didn't miss, a something that's in the bed. Use that real estate because I always say those void spaces are precious real estate. So use them efficiently.
Yeah.
And in the wintertime or in the summertime when you're flipping over in March, put the winter boots in there, put the snow suits in there, put all that. So you're always using that space efficiently.
Okay, that is so good. I needed to hear that because I bought racks. And so now I can't get in my utility room.
Yeah, but you got a room.
Because after 4 years, I've got four kids.
Right.
And there's clothes everywhere.
Right.
And I'm out of hangers, so I have to buy hangers. I have to buy more racks.
Racks are cute for display in a store. Or I'm showing you a video. Racks are not, it's not that racks aren't practical, but racks aren't practical because they take up a lot of room.
A lot. I cannot get to my utility room.
Right. Yeah. You know, you need to just get 10 bins.
And put them under the bed.
And put them under the bed. Or
ain't nothing under the bed, but dust bunnies.
That's what I'm saying. Precious real estate that is being not utilized. So any of those places under the bed, if you have like a futon or a hideaway that has space under it.
Yeah.
So any place that dust bunnies are living rent free, use that space behind in the back of the closet or behind couches and things.
OK.
Precious real estate. Use it.
All right. OK, we're going to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, more with Mr. Robert E. Blackmon on The Shaletta Show, live from the Minnesota State Fair.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 1:51. We are live at the Minnesota State Fair. Hey, Minnesota State Fair people! It's WCCO Radio. It's a Shaletta Show, and I have a special guest who needs to pick up his microphone because he's talking.
Yes, ma'am.
He's talking like y'all can hear him without the microphone. Robert E. Blackmon, all the way from Canada, came here today to do the Walls Wiggle with us at 2 o'clock. We've got line dancers from Chicago lined up and ready to go. So get down here to the WCCO radio booth. We're next to Sweet Martha's Cookies, right next to the RNC, across the street from Mancini's and Dino's, very near the giant great slide. So y'all get over here. Let's get to dancing. Bring your boots. Baby, we're about to have a whole lot of fun.
A whole lot of fun.
Oh, my God. So I'm so glad that you are here. New friends are just the best.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Are just the best.
And immediately, too. So if I could tell the story
quickly. Tell the story.
So I create this video, To the Window, to the Walls. Didn't think anything of it, you know, because we create videos like every day.
Yeah.
And it's kind of just another video. So I get a message, an email message from my manager that someone wants to contact me. And so we get messages all the time for people who want to contact me. Most of them are not legit. Right? And so when we got your message, and I was like, oh, I definitely need to talk to her.
I'm so glad you did.
I need to talk to her.
You didn't just talk to me. You got on a plane, left Canada, and
I
came
did.
To the Minnesota State Fair.
Now, 4:30 this morning, I got it for you.
4:30 this morning. Now, you got to tell me, is this your first time in the great state of Minnesota?
I am embarrassed to say I am from Michigan, and I have never set foot
take his microphone.
In Minnesota. Take please don't. Microphone. Please don't. Please don't.
How you going to be that
please
close
don't.
And you've never came here?
I don't know.
Cheese curds here. We got Sweet Martha's cookies here.
Y'all got everything dipped and fried, and I'm here for it.
Yes.
I'm okay. here for
I
it.
I hope you brought your comfortable clothes because you are going to need the expansion. The
I'm
State
ready.
Fair is our guilty pleasure. We look forward to it. My kids actually strategize. Like, they wake up with a list of where they're going to go and what they're going to eat, and we stick to the script.
And you have to. So growing up in Michigan, we had a Michigan State Fair forever, and, like, I have so many memories right now. When I came on the fairgrounds, I was like, I'm home.
Yeah.
Like, I'm it smells like home. Like,
yeah.
There's nothing like the fair.
It's a Midwest thing.
It is a Midwest
and
thing.
I'm from Texas, and I tell you, the Midwest knows how to fair. You know, that's
unapologetically.
There's not a football game going on. There's not a big Beyonce's not here. These are just people who want to come and get together and eat and have a good time.
And,
I'm here for it.
And here, you are not going to find the word diet.
No.
Gluten-free.
No.
Fat-free.
No. We're going to eat everything we're not supposed to
everything.
Eat.
Everything.
My stomach was tore up last night. I rolled over. I was like, I cannot sleep on my side. I have to sleep on my back and let this stuff work down my digestive system. Because at 52 years old, I cannot eat Korean corn dogs and ices and popcorn, a blooming onion, and a bucket of Sweet Martha's cookies, and expect to have a good night's sleep.
But we're gonna remedy that today. We're gonna wiggle walls it out.
Yes, yes.
We're gonna walls wiggle it out.
And Line Dance Lynn is gonna be here to teach us. She is
Woo!
Here. Hi, Lynn. Say hi to the people. You talk about another great new friend. I did Lynn the same way I did you.
Wait, you did her worse than me.
I did.
You did her worse than me.
Because she had to come up with a line dance. See, I just called you and asked you to get on the plane. She had homework.
And she did the assignment. She knew the assignment.
She did the assignment. And you have memorized the line dance. You have posted about it on your
social
media. I have
several times. And in fact, I have to post a friend of mine who I grew up with who lives in Las Vegas. She saw the video.
Yeah.
She happened to be here in Minnesota a couple of days ago on business. I sent her the video, and then she learned the dance.
Yes.
And sent me her version of the dance. So I'm going to have to post that as well.
You have to. Because it's all about having fun.
It is.
It's all about creating new ways to have fun with these new friendships as a content creator. I want to make sure people know where they can find you, because you are bringing so much life and energy, information, and fun to so many people. I have enjoyed absolutely. Hey, girl, how y'all doing? I have enjoyed our time together as friends these past couple of weeks. So let folks know where they can reach you, find you.
Yes. So on all social medias, you can find me at my name, Robert E. Blackmon. That's B-L-E-C-K-M-O-N. You can find me at .com, .ca. You can find me on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, everywhere.
Everywhere.
Everywhere I'm there. And if you want to laugh, check out my content. If you want to learn something new about home organization or how to just enjoy your best life where you are, not somebody else.
Yeah.
Seek me out.
And I tell you, it tells you a lot about who this man is that he will hop on a plane, leave Canada, and come to Minnesota without knowing me, just so he can hang out and we can do this walls wiggle line dance together. I tell you, if that don't tell you enough about him, I don't know what does.
It's a Midwest thing.
It's a Midwest thing.